Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
The following podcast contains adult themes and graphic content. Listener discretion is advised.
The Violet Hour presents
Red Riding Hoods, Episode 10, The Witch Queen.
Looks like she came through here.
Which way?
You tell me. She could be hiding anywhere in this place.
Hey, grab one of those brochures.
Great. There's like 4 floors and 100 cells.
How are we gonna find her in time to stop whatever the hell it is she is trying to do?
Where did that come from?
Let's just pick one of these doors and see where it takes.
Look out!
Thanks.
Of course.
Who the hell was that?
Could have been any of the hundreds of people who died in this jail over the last few centuries.
And if Dahlia manages to resurrect half of them, this whole town will be overrun in a hurry.
She doesn't want to resurrect half of them.
That's what scares me.
Then let's make sure she doesn't resurrect any.
This looks like a central hall here. Let's start there.
It's a panopticon, and the cells are in a circle around a single guard tower so the prisoners never know who's being watched.
Puritans had this old Big Brother thing down centuries ago.
Quiet. I hear her.
Over there.
The fuck is she doing?
Her Adonai, Elohim, Adonai, Jehovah.
It's like she's Adonai,
Sabbath. She has a knife.
We should split up in case it's a trap.
I'm not dying alone.
Same. Sisters?
Sisters.
Un agla mato, verbum, bithonica, mysterium, salamandra.
She cutting herself.
Conventus silvorum, antra numorum, demonia.
Okay, she is drawing symbols with her blood. That can't be good.
Get her! It's over, Dolly.
On your feet!
We took care of that lame-ass excuse for a killer you resurrected. Is that the best you can do?
He fulfilled his purpose by slowing you down and giving me time to finish this last ritual.
Reverend Ambrose took all your grimoires. You ain't got nothing left to reference.
Dear girl, I have studied those books so much that I no longer require a reference.
Okay, enough! Put a fucking band-aid on and...
Stay where you are, girls. The distance between us is no longer safe for you.
What did you do?
Enough with the self-mutilation!
The first time I saw this ritual performed was after a white man arrived at my village when I was just a girl. He told everyone he was a man of God and that he had brought salvation. My parents believed him and sent us with him for a prayer retreat. Once he had us alone, though, he drugged us. When we awoke, we were all bound with rope. The man read from an ancient book in a language I could not understand, and sacrificed my friends to things whose names I had never heard. I freed myself before he could sacrifice me, and killed him with the very blade he had used to murder the others.
Let me guess. That's the same knife.
It is mine now, just as those weapons you carry are yours.
Well, guess what? Mine's bigger.
Rosie, wait! Hold on!
If she can start earthquakes and rip the floor apart to stop us,
we can jump this gap, no problem.
If she does that again, this whole prison's gonna come tumbling down on top of us. Dahlia, listen! I didn't know when you said we were the same as you that you'd survived a massacre like we had. I'm sorry. Please just stop whatever this is.
You girls were accepted after you survived. When I returned to my village, my family blamed me for what had happened. They banished me from my home. I had to live alone in the mountains with nothing but the knife and book I'd kept after the massacre.
My family rejected me too. I couldn't go home again either. You can't let that determine who you are. It's not too late.
I spent every hour since that night studying that book and learning what happened to me.
Watch out!
What in the actual fuck is that?
We have to get across the gap in the floor and stop her. Now!
Dahlia, please!
When Reverend Ambrose arrived at my village, my family told him of the witch living in the mountains. When he saw me resurrect the dead using the spells I had learned, he offered me redemption. Salvation, even. I had hoped he could help me learn why this had happened to me. Instead, I learned of his lies. The same lies told to me by everyone who tried to take advantage of me.
You said you have a sister! Think about what will happen to her if you do this!
I will give her a painless death and spare her the agony we've endured. No one will take advantage of her like they did me.
Kayla?
Ah! Help me!
I got you.
What happened to us will never happen to anyone again.
Go ahead and resurrect every killer who died in this fucking prison. I'll send every one of them back to hell.
I did not come here to resurrect killers. I'm here to resurrect witches.
Dahlia, there were no witches. The girls who died here were innocent. The witch hunt was just hysteria.
When I resurrect them, they can do as I have done and go forth to raise their own dead and exact their vengeance on this world.
It's now or never.
How do we get over there?
Anyone else do gymnastics?
Yeah, why?
Vault me over there. Jackie, get ready with your harpoon. Now!
Elisa! Thanks.
Kayla! Jackie, come on!
You cannot stop this. It's too late.
Watch us.
Rosie, look out! Rosie, no!
Kayla?
You okay?
I will be. Get her!
I wish you could live to see this judgment. It will be beautiful and much better than this world deserves.
Jesus, Dahlia, listen to them! They're in agony! They don't want to be here!
They are confused.
They didn't ask for this to happen to them, just like you didn't ask for this.
Just like none of us asked for this.
It doesn't matter. The doorway has opened. Welcome, sister. Welcome to you all.
The only judgment today is yours, Dahlia.
Did we stop the ritual?
I think by killing Dahlia, we closed the doorway she had opened.
And those poor girls didn't want to be here in the first place. They returned to the other side as soon as they could.
Oh, thank God.
Oh. High five!
You're bleeding.
So are you.
She got us all.
Yeah, we should probably get to a hospital.
Let's go.
She's still breathing.
What? How?
Man, forget her.
We can't just leave her.
The cops can deal with her.
Don't. Just rest. I'm sorry, but... Hey!
Kayla, you all right?
I'm fine.
What'd she say?
Nothing.
It was obviously something.
It was in that weird-ass language she was speaking earlier. I don't know what it means.
FBI, freeze! Drop your weapons. Everyone down. Hands on your head.
You late again, Anton.
Your boyfriend sucks, Elisa.
Not my boyfriend.
I like a story that will take me to extremes. And nothing says extreme quite like The Last City, a new Wondery podcast available now. Set in 2072, the city of Pura is a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image, which, given its promise of being a miraculous green haven in a climate-ravaged world, shouldn't be too hard to sell. But things are not always as perfect and shiny as we'd like to believe. When she stumbles upon a dark secret that could lead to the downfall of Pura's existence if revealed, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Elisa.
Oh, are we back on a first name basis, Agent Gallo?
Special Agent Gallo, thank you. How are you holding up?
I'll be doing a whole lot better once I know whether or not I'm under arrest.
I disabled the video camera and the microphones in this room before I entered. We can speak freely.
You first.
I couldn't help but notice all your friends knew my first name.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
What else did you tell them about me?
There wasn't anything else to tell them.
You're all being released on your own recognizance. I can't promise you this is over. You will all have a lot of questions to answer, but I promise I'll try and cover for you as much as I can.
Thank you.
It's the least I could do. Remember, the cameras are off and no one's watching us right now, so be honest with me. What else do I need to know that would help with my investigation?
Look, I have told you everything I know. Anything else that could help you would be in those books Reverend Ambrose had in his revival tent.
There were no books in the tent.
Then they must have burned in the fire.
No, we located the pyre you described, and if there were books burned on top of it, we would have found ashes on it, but the pyre was empty.
That's impossible.
I know. It's like someone snuck in and stole all those books before you could inventory them. But that'd be crazy, right?
Yeah, right.
Once I step outside, I'll turn the cameras back on, and an agent will come let you know when it's time to go. You sure you don't want to stay at a hospital overnight?
No, your medics were very thorough. Thank you.
You're lucky that lady just cut you. Your friends Kayla and Jackie both got puncture wounds.
Wait, but they're okay, right?
They should be fine. How are you planning to get back to Arizona?
Well, I am done with road trips for a while. Ugh. Was thinking I'd catch a flight.
Probably a good idea. Tell Kate I said hi. I'll see you soon.
Hmm. Is that a threat?
Take care, Lisa.
You sure you're okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I just want to get the hell out of here. Beds creep me out.
So, we're just free to go?
Nothing's free with these dudes. Don't let your guard down just yet.
You all right, Kayla?
Yo, Earth to Kayla.
I'm fine.
What did Dahlia say to you back at Havenhurst?
I don't even remember.
You sure about that? Because this show seemed like you know something.
I'm just thinking about all the places I want to hit while we're here in Boston. You guys wouldn't let me do any touristy shit this whole time. Now I'm going to do all of the touristy shit here. I'm talking Freedom Trail and lobster rolls and a show at the Sinclair.
Oh, man.
Look, I'd love to join you, but I gotta get home. I'll take you up on that offer for a ride, Rosie.
Yeah, same.
Can do. After that, I think I'm gonna go surprise my family. I might even come clean and let them know what I've really been up to these last few months. Well, not all of it.
If you ever do take that marketing job in Scottsdale, hit me up. And if any of you needs a vacation, you can crash at my place.
Oh, damn. We should exchange our real phone numbers and shit, huh?
Most definitely. It's gonna be weird not being crammed in a van with y'all all day.
We'll stay in touch.
But like, for real, stay in touch. You're the closest thing I've had to sisters.
Gonna kill a slayer for life, right?
So what happens next?
I don't know. You think Little Red Riding Hood had a happily ever after?
Yeah, I'd like to think so. Especially since we defeated the wolf.
Did we, though? I mean, Dahlia and Reverend Ambrose might be gone, but those books are still out there. And we know there are other people looking for them, too.
Can we at least wait a few days before starting another fight? Come on, Kayla. I can give you a ride to a hotel.
Yo, Kayla, come on. Seriously.
What kind of assholes drag racing in front of the goddamn FBI? Look out!
Listening to Red Riding Hoods, a production of Violet Hour Media, directed by Sarah Joy Brown, written by David Quiros Jr., music supervision, music composition, and Foley artistry by Michael Paris, sound designed, mixed, and mastered by Jean-Marc Brissac, edited by Sarah Joy Brown and Michael Paris, executive producer Cassie Josepho, creative producer Maria Corso. Haley Poulos is the voice of Elisa. Michaela Bartholomew is Jackie. Sam Dumit is Rosie. Gina Kim is Kayla. Isha Blacker is Anton. Miranda Saleem is Dahlia. Ian Dick is Reverend Ambrose. With Carolyn Hennessy. Additional voices by David Deluise, Eric Martzoff, Joshua Baton, Brad Hawkins, Kelly Pruner, Alice Pollock, Connor McGiffin, Daniel May, and Jennifer Sun Bell.
Greetings, adventurers. Today we're excited to introduce you to a new story, Dark Dice, a horror podcast that blurs the line between actual play and audio drama, where the story is determined by the roll of the dice. Six adventurers embark on a journey into the ruinous domain of the Nameless God. They will never be the same again. One of the players is not what they seem after a doppelganger, a creature that can assume the form and voice of whatever it kills, infiltrates the team. As the players are picked off and replaced one at a time, can they figure out who the monster is before it's too late? Can you? Here's a quick example of what our show sounds like.
The shambler with the jar of liquid inside of him.
Soren Arkwright let loose an arrow that cracked the glass, passing through the spine of the creature. The shambler still managed to maintain its forward momentum, but stumbled as it eagerly tried to bite and swipe at Soren, landing near his feet.
As Jeff Goldblum has now joined our cast, Dark Dice is available however you listen to podcasts.